In the western plains of Texas, there's a town called Marfa, and there are probably two reasons why someone who is not from there might have heard of Marfa. One is the possibly supernatural phenomenon of glowing light orbs called the Marfa Lights. The other is a store for the designer clothing line Prada that's juxtaposed against the empty, dusty landscape. But for a generation of school kids who grew up in Marfa, there's one singular association with the town. It was where they were forced to forget their native Spanish language. My colleague Marco Werman spoke with reporter Chantal Bacigalupo about that history.
I've got to say, I've only been through Marfa on the train. I saw the town, and then I saw that odd Prada Marfa art installation from the window of the train. What is it like, really, though, inside Marfa, Texas?
So that Prada store is actually what Marfa is mostly known for. It's kind of evolved into this internationally renowned art destination. But what most people would be surprised to learn is that it's this working class border community that's two-thirds Hispanic and actually has been that way for a really long time. And it's home to the Blackwell School. It's this elementary school in the Texas school district that was established as this separate elementary school for Mexican-American children through the practice of de facto segregation. And that's a history of Marfa that's actually not usually talked about.
And the Blackwell School itself, is it still up and running?
No, so it closed down in the 1960s, but about 12 years ago, a group of former students got together for a reunion and they caught wind that the schoolhouse was at risk of being demolished. So they took action to try and preserve it with good reason because they felt that it was an important part of Marfa history. And since then, the Blackwell School Alliance nonprofit was established to help preserve the building, its memories. They've created a museum with photos and memorabilia from that time. Former Blackwell students, newcomers to the Marfa community have gotten involved to help get the Blackwell School recognized.
Has the attempt to save the school brought the diverse communities in Marfa closer?
Definitely. I think that the Blackwell School community and its students, you know, they're now in their 60s and 70s, have diverse perspectives on their experience there. And so there's a self-selecting group who've chosen to help grow the awareness of the school. And then there's a part of the Blackwell School community that doesn't want to be involved. Understandably, it's a big source of pain. There has been a lot of Marfa community members that are newcomers who have contributed to the growth of the Blackwell School Alliance.
And the students themselves who went to the Blackwell School, what did you hear from them? Like, what were their experiences at Blackwell that they want to keep alive, that they want people to know about?
There's different perspectives and different experiences. I think that on one end, there is, you know, a part in the museum and a part that the students talk about is experiences like what they called the ritual of the burial of Mr. Spanish was essentially teachers would ask students to write their favorite word on a piece of paper, which was usually in Spanish, and they'd put it in a cigar box, bring the students out, bury it at the base of the American flag, and say that Spanish was no longer allowed to be spoken at the school.
And they called that the burial of Mr. Spanish.
They called that the burial of Mr. Spanish, and it was something that occurred later in the later years of the Blackwell School. And it's one of many stories of people who've experienced this. And I actually want to share a story with you of a former Blackwell student, Berta Sanchez, who experienced the burial of Mr. Spanish of a time when she was out during recess and one of the teachers heard her speaking Spanish, and this is what she told him.
I was really mad, and I said, you know what? No one's going to tell me not to speak my language, because that's my language and your language, because you're also Hispanic. And he said, you know what? You go straight to the office. And I said, gladly. I shouldn't have said that. So I went to the principal.
Wow. So she spoke Spanish. They said, you're going to get a whipping with the paddle. And she was like, fine, send me. Was that the kind of general consensus from the students when this happened? Standing up for yourself, you know, even in the face of authority.
Yes, and it actually goes both ways. It's interesting because on the other end of the spectrum, there are students who had a different perspective and experience. Like one of the Blackwell students named Lionel Salgado, he was from the class of 51. And he mentioned he didn't learn about what segregation was until after high school. And for him, his experience at Blackwell, he experienced it differently. And this is what he had to say about it.
The teachers didn't know Spanish. And we did know English. So he was either swim or drown. So we managed to have good, real good teachers to put up with us, language barrier and all that. But we never had any problems. I mean, I'm talking about myself, you know. Of course, they had the little paddle that they used. Some of them deserved it, and they got it. Their deal was to teach us, and they did a magnificent job of teaching the kids here. And I still remember all of my teachers, all of them.
It's interesting. I mean, on one hand, there are alumni who still hold on to these memories. And on the other, there's this normalization of corporal punishment and some bad memories. What is the Blackwell School doing these days? What are they up to?
So right now, they're currently recorded as a Texas Historic Landmark. And they're working to be listed in the National Register of Historical Places. After all, it does hold, you know, a national significance. And a really amazing community art project that they've titled Images and Stories from the Archive. It's this walking tour from Marfa's history and the perspective of former students, teachers, friends, neighbors at the Blackwell School. They've done it in partnership with the Borderland Collective. And it's really going to show the full range of stories and experiences of students who went to the Blackwell School. It's actually going to be installed for about a year or so. For those who go to Marfa, it'll be definitely worth checking out. And I think the Blackwell School is working to serve as an example of what the impact of really honoring the roots and the history of the place. And I think it creates, you know, the space for communities to potentially heal and a reminder for future generations to never repeat that. So they're on that path.
Chantel Bacigalupo, who was recently reporting out of Marfa, Texas. Thanks very much.
Thank you.